The first phase of the Parkview Valley development in Kelowna was officially opened on July 9. The project, by Centurion Property Associates and Ironclad Developments, is the first of five planned buildings on Benvulin Court, eventually bringing more than 400 much-needed homes to the city. The ribbon cutting included representatives from the two development companies, the City of Kelowna, and the provincial and federal governments. Stephen Marshall, Executive Vice President of Property Operations at Centurion, said the company is proud to continue expanding in Kelowna. "We're excited to celebrate the opening of Parkview Valley. This is our fourth location in this market, and we're excited to be here and continue to be," he said. Marshall thanked Centurion staff for their role in delivering what he called a great place for people to call home, noting that the company has brought 156 new rental suites online with this phase, ranging from studio to three-bedroom units. "In totality, we'll have 401 in this community alone, so this certainly goes part of the way in addressing the housing needs in this market," he said. "Kelowna's had a critically low vacancy rate since we started this development, and I believe that's still the case." He added that the location was chosen for its accessibility to transit, jobs, shopping, and recreation. Ironclad Development's Chief Financial Officer, Ahilias Sikoras, said the project is the company's largest to date. "Parkview Valley is more than just a development. It's a symbol of what's possible when people can come together with the same vision and the same care and commitment to excellence." Sikoras highlighted energy-efficient design choices, including solar power, EV charging infrastructure, and high-efficiency appliances. "Every decision that we made was with the focus on the environment and the residents," he said. "The amenities are second to none. The amenities within the suites are second to none." Residents will also have access to an amenities building that includes a fitness center, theater, sports simulator, pet spa, kids playroom, games room, rooftop patio with BBQs, and a lounge with a kitchen. Kelowna City Councilor Luke Stack said the city offered a 10-year tax break on the building, part of an incentive program to boost vital rental development. "This would be an empty field if we didn't have enough incentives to attract people into this area," Stack said. He recalled the area's agricultural past, when it was the Pettit Farm. "They had always, one day, hoped that it would be a community where people lived," he said. "The 10-year tax break applies to the new construction and not the land the buildings sit on." Once the Parkview Valley project and neighboring developments are complete, the Benvulin Court cul-de-sac is expected to have 1,100 homes. "The location that they've selected is second to none," Stack added, pointing out the nearby Orchard Park Mall, groceries, shopping, and transit. "People can very easily live in this building, work in this community, and also recreate in this area." Kelowna MP Stephen Feuer also attended the event, though he noted the federal government wasn't directly involved in the project. "But obviously we care about housing, and we know it's a problem in Kelowna," he said. "This is an awesome project. Location, parking, unit sizes that are hard to find, like three bedrooms, energy and efficiency," he said. Rental rates for Parkview Valley start at $1,599 according to the Centurion website.